Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A friend of mine just sent me a text and he said, what about Judon? The Falcons traded for him last year before the season started. He's not a free agent. And by the way, he was terrible last year for most of the year. He was not very good. Is Judon still out there?
I think
he's going a free agent?
I think going into 2025, he's a free agent. Because I haven't seen any news of the Falcons re-signing him. And Spotrac says his deal expires in 2025.
I'm not interested in Judon after what I watched last year, personally.
Fair.
Za'Darius Smith, Clowney, Miller. I'm talking about free agents.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who are we missing from that list?
Let me pull up the list.
Has Ngakoue signed with anybody? I'm just curious. I just have always loved him as a pass rusher, and I know he has not done it in recent years. Let me take a call as you're looking at that up, and I'll find it as well.
Sure.
Let's go to Nolan in Columbia. Nolan, would you do the Seth Walder ESPN trade? Washington sends the Bengals Johnny Newton, next year's third, a 2027 seventh rounder for Trey Hendrickson. Yes or no?
Hi, Kevin. Welcome back. Glad to hear you're doing better.
Thanks.
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give up on Johnny Newton just yet. I think he's got a promising future and a tremendous upside. Trey Hendrickson, he's a great pass rusher, but I think our biggest weakness last year was stopping the run.
It was.
If the other team is always in third and short, that's going to take away from Trey Hendrickson's value and his real usage on this team. So they got to work on stopping the run first. And then, Trey Hendrickson, I would do it. I mean, if it doesn't cost that much, I wouldn't give up Newton and I wouldn't give up the corner that the other guy was saying give up on too. It's just too soon to give up on him. But no, I wouldn't do the trade. And I think that, They got to figure out some other way to get to the quarterback, and they need to boost that run stopping ability first.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's very possible that the additions of Kinlaw and Goldman and Wise, et cetera, is a big part of their plan in being better stopping the run. Apparently, Joe Witt Jr. had some really nice things to say about Daron Payne a little while ago. They would still have him. But you look at these teams that win the Super Bowl, we talk about quarterback, that's a given, And then next on the list is you better have somebody that can get to the opposing quarterback. Look at Philadelphia this past year. Look at what, you know, Chris Jones has been for Kansas City in their years. You know, I'm not, by the way, suggesting that Washington's pass rush may not be, you know, what it was last year. They do have 10.5 sacks to replace in Fowler Jr. I liked Armstrong. I think Armstrong is a good, versatile, all-around player, and he really stepped up in the postseason. And I think Frankie Louvu, pound for pound, is a top three player on the team. You know, top four or five anyway, now that they've added, you know, Tunsil. And he can be used in so many different ways and may still be on the verge of, you know, exploding as a playmaker. We'll see. I just know this. If Trey Hendrickson's a defensive end edge player for Washington next year, you've got a player on your defense that you don't have now that the opponent's offensive coordinator needs to game plan for, period. You don't have that player right now defensively. Kurt in District Heights. Kurt, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I'm happy that everything's copacetic on you end as far as the physical health is concerned.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it, man. I'm good.
Usually, I agree with 95% of your take, Kevin. Okay, but this time I can't follow you, okay? And the primary reason, there's a couple of reasons, but one, the Newton case, the Johnny Newton case. This guy is an up-and-coming guy, and I think he's going to ultimately give you pressure, too. Who says your pressure has to come from the edge?
It doesn't.
He's explosive you're enough to get that pressure from the interior.
Sure.
And
but we don't know that yet.
Opportunity to do that. We don't
know that. I'm with you. I hope that he turns into a monster as an interior pass rusher.
But he at least has to have that opportunity. That's the staple of his game. Okay? And then I think you'll see a lot of Kinlaw on the edge. And then you said they don't have anybody to game plan for. They do have somebody to game plan for, opponents. I'm going to tell you who that person is. His name is Dan Quinn. Don't sell him short on how to scheme up a pass rush, okay, with what he has, okay? And the thing about trading for Trey Hendrickson, I don't see him as a three-down, four-down player on this team. I see him as a pass rush specialist, and he's going to want $35 million a year, okay? Now, to give up all that and to pay him $35 million a year, I can get with the paying him $35, but not giving up the capital. You can't do both. Okay, and I know the window is open now and all that. Right. You know, you know, the window's open now, but you got to draw the line at some point on giving up that draft capital, young players. You got to start looking for when these veterans 2-3 years down the road, they're going to need somebody to step in. And they're going to need at least a couple years experience before they step in at that level.
So, a couple of things. Number one, Trey Hendrickson's going to be on the field. I mean, he's not a specialized pass rusher. That would be probably more, you know, if you ended up signing a guy like Von Miller. Trey Hendrickson led the defensive line by miles in snap counts, snap count percentage in Cincinnati last year. He's not a major liability against the run. He's just not some of the other players that we had talked about. But
That's why I said this team, Kevin, this team, because we have the run deficiencies.
Yeah.
We can't have just an average person on that first down out there on that edge. He can't be just average. And think of it like this. When we play
but you can't have average out there on first down and also average out there on third down. And
we don't
that's
know
what
that
you had
yet,
too much
Kevin.
Of last year.
We don't know that yet because if they put Kinlaw
well, we don't
on that
know that
edge,
the run defense won't improve either. Defense is the most variable thing in football year to year. It changes, sometimes inexplicably.
Right. But they need the opportunity is what I'm saying. You don't know what Kinlaw can do on
the you're talking about opportunity.
Edge.
I'm talking about known. I think you're completely reasonable in your approach. My preference is, as I've said since the season ended, is to go for it. They can win the Super Bowl in 2025. They can do that. And they might be able to do that with what they have now without adding anything. I'm not suggesting that they're not going to be the highest scoring team in the league, that that's not a possibility and one of the two or three best offenses, and they won't improve defensively, and they could compete and win a Super Bowl in 2025 anyway. I'm just trying to increase the short term with a known versus view it from your lens, which is more long term, as you described, opportunity.
Right. Okay,
that's all.
But look. Yeah. 17 and a half sacks for the Bengals. Where was their defense?
Well, where would it have been?
You understand what I'm saying?
They won nine games, and they would have probably won six without Trey Hendrickson.
Okay, but where was it with Trey Hendrickson and
it
the 17
sucked.
And a half sacks?
It was defense? Bad. It was a bad defense.
That's yeah. why I say this team, Kevin, this team. He's not a three-down player on this team, not on this defense.
Well,
that's my point. At 35 and giving up all of that, 35 no, mil?
Look, if you tell me that they don't see him as a three-down player, yeah, that'd be way too much money, and I would totally agree with you, even more so than the compensation, although the compensation would be a big part
of
it.
They would use him as a three-down player, but it would hurt us. It would hurt us.
Well,
I really believe it would.
They couldn't stop the run last year, so we don't know that they've added anything that will help them this year. We do know this. There were enough opportunities for Dante Fowler to get 10.5, and maybe the same number of opportunities would have produced 15 to 16 with another game-changing play or three during the course of the season. But thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it as always. Let's finish it up with JYD in D.C. Go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? And much,
hey, JYD.
Much great health to you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
Let's put it this way. Vince Lombardi one time was going up down the sideline. He said, what the hell is going on out here? Well, the same thing with these callers. What the hell is wrong with them? Why in the hell would you not want to get Henderson in here? First of all, is anybody on that defensive line better than him? No.
No.
No. Newton, if Newton could play, if he was so good, he's going to be great. He would already be showing.
I disagree with that. You can't judge a rookie player off of their rookie season. Yeah. It's got to be a much bigger sample size than that.
Is this his second year?
No, he just completed his rookie season, and he was coming off an injury heading into the season. Let's not forget that.
Well, I don't deal with injuries because to me, like that's another thing. Players are always hurt. But the main thing I'm saying, backing you up or whatever is that you want to get this kid who you got at quarterback who might give you a chance to get to the Super Bowl. Let's say he's got you ahead by a field goal or 7 points in a championship game. It's now the other team now has the ball with 1:30 left to go. You need a guy who you know that you believe in who yep. can get that quarterback to the ground.
Not stop. Thanks for the call. I got to run. Great team. Call, as always, JYD. Last year, even as bad as they were stopping the run, they won 14 games. I mean, I got to the end of last year, and I almost stopped talking about my big concern being they can't stop the run, and that means they can't win at all. They're going to run up against something, and they did in Saquon Barkley in the NFC Championship game. But think about this year's schedule. Think about if they're playing the same kind of games, even if they're not stopping the run. But Justin Herbert in week five or week four or whatever it is, has the ball with two minutes to go down six. You need Trey Hendrickson or somebody like him on the field. How about when Patrick Mahomes on Monday Night Football in late October at Arrowhead, and it's 27-23 and the Chiefs have the ball back. Be nice to have Hendrickson on the field. Jared Goff on Sunday afternoon, early November. We can go down the list of all the opponents. We know quarterback, and then defensively, you have to have somebody that can get to and hit the opposing quarterback. And right now, we're not sure that they have somebody as threatening as, well, they don't have anybody as threatening as Trey Hendrickson, but anybody that's threatening enough in those situations. I would do that deal, and I would have a slight level of hesitation because I'm a big Johnny Newton fan. I was before last year's draft. I loved it when they picked him, and I think there could be a big future. And look, this isn't even a conversation. If Jaden was okay last year and they went 9-8, and they lost in the wild card round, but we're talking about a season that changed everything. It recalibrated the recalibration, and they have a chance in 2025 to win a Super Bowl, and they still have some missing pieces that would give them their best chance of accomplishing that. I wanted to play something for you that I've not played on radio, and it got a little bit of attention about a month ago. Scott McLuhan was on my podcast. You heard some of it here on the radio show. And I thought about playing this morning because I was reading yesterday about how Dion had gone on a podcast and was, you know, of course, you know, backing up his son and defending his son and some of the things that were out there that perhaps, you know, precipitated the slide in the draft. And when I had McLuhan on, the last thing we talked about was, you know, he, by the way, scouted for multiple teams this year. He continues to be employed as a college draft advisor, consultant to multiple teams in the NFL. And for the last 5 years, I think I've had him on after the draft. Can't have him on before the draft, but I can have him on after the draft. And so even though we weren't in the quarterback market, I was interested to find out what he thought about the quarterbacks. And wait till you hear what he said about Shedeur Sanders. Here's how it went. I wanted to find out what you thought of the quarterbacks. We'll start with the number one overall pick in the draft, Cam Ward. Did you like him?
Not as much as Sanders.
Really? All right. So let's go right to that. Tell me about Shedeur Sanders.
I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be the best quarterback drafted in this draft when his career is said and done. I'm not knocking Ward. I did Ward at Washington State. I saw him play live versus Colorado State. I saw Shedeur play live against Nebraska. It's not even close, but. And I don't know what went on, and I don't want to speculate, but Cleveland got a hell of a pick in the fifth round. Hell of a pick.
All right, so here's the next part of this question. Did you see Shedeur as a first-round talent, first-round grade?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I saw him live. I stood next to him. I saw him jump Travis Hunter's ass on the sideline during the game, point right in his face. And I'm like, wow. Kind of cool. And then I saw him the whole game. I was on the sideline. I'd watch him. And he'd go over to the old linemen and talk to them. He'd go to the wide receivers, talk to them. It was cool. Really cool. I get Dion. I get it. And I don't know Dion. I never even met him. But I think the kid got lost some rounds because of that, because of what comes with it.
That's,
which I don't agree with.
That's fair, but do you think he lost first round, you know, a top kind of a pick because of Dion or because teams evaluated him differently than you did?
Well, the thing about it is he went to the East-West Shrine. Dion told him he can't go to the Senior Bowl. So he went to the East-West Shrine just to interview, not to practice, anything like that. He goes to the Combine. There's nothing. Interview. That's it. And so now you get red flags popping up. Like, okay, what's going on here? You know, and it's, you know, I think the best thing for Shedeur was the fact that he won the fifth. You know, if he won the first, I think it could have been, you know, a catastrophe from the standpoint of just the media expecting to start right away and all that. Heck, Cleveland took another quarterback in the third round, Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
I mean, so they passed on him.
Right.
Know, and they got to the point in the fifth, they're like, oh, he's the highest rated guy on the board. He's a quarterback. We got to take him. And they did. You know, but I think, yeah, it's disappointing for the kid. But when it's all said and done, it might be the best thing.
Were there any other future starters, in your opinion, in the draft at quarterback?
Well, there's going to be.
I know that, but was there one that you have a strong feeling about, this guy's going to be a starting quarterback in the league?
Well, yeah. They came out this year or coming out next year?
No, this year. This year. Nobody else?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the Campbell kid a lot.
Wait, who?
Campbell, Ohio State.
I'm sorry. You're talking about Will Howard.
Howard, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Will Howard. You liked him a lot.
Well, you know what? I liked what he did at K-State.
Yeah.
And then I liked the fact that he won a national championship. Had a really bad game versus Michigan, but then bounced back in the playoffs and rocking and rolling.
All right, couple more with Scott McLuhan. Was there a player in this draft, not a projected first rounder? Shadur, it certainly sounds like, you know, would be at the top of your list. But after Shadur, is there a player that you just fell in love with that got picked after the first round that you're convinced a team absolutely stole?
Will Johnson, corner, yeah. Michigan. Now, he was hurt most of the year. Not most of the year, half the year.
Yep.
I think he's Patrick Surtain.
Wow.
I think, yeah, and I love Patrick. And he's been, he won the Defense Player of the Year, you know. So I think Will Johnson's going to be legit.
All right, last one, and I appreciate this as always. So what did you think of Jaden Daniels' rookie year?
Phenomenal. I'm so happy for him because, you know, like I told you, I met the family. I've done a lot of work on him the last 3 years before he came out. And, you know, I know Herm Edwards pretty well, and he talked about him. He's just glowing. You know, of course, he transferred to LSU. But just he's a real guy, you know. And I think if you get to the point, it's like Brett Favre, okay? You know, everybody could talk about it and whatever, drinking, doing drugs, whatever they talked about. but when it came Sunday, they all loved him because they knew he gave them a chance to win no matter what. And I think, you know, knock on wood, you know, I'm going into the second year and they always say the sophomore slump, which I don't agree with. If you're a football player, you're a football player. But I think with his personality and his character, you know, of course, the talent's there. We saw the whole thing. But I think he's got a chance to be a franchise quarterback for a while.
Thank you for doing this. Always appreciate it. It's great getting your perspective. I'm so glad you're busy and you're working with so many teams. And hopefully the drafts that you were involved in turn out really well. I wish you the best with that. And I will talk to you again, you know, sometime down the road. Hopefully no worse than this time next year.
Yeah, anytime, partner. You know that.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yep. I'll talk to you, buddy.
I should have cut that up a little bit better than I did before the show, but you heard some interesting perspective there on the player that he thinks, you know, went far too late. Shadur Sanders, though. I mean, he and Mel Kiper. You got those two all in on Shadur Sanders. We'll see. I mean, the great thing about, you know, the post-draft period is that none of that stuff matters even a little bit anymore. He's in Cleveland, and he's going to have a chance to prove everybody wrong with his performance. It's now merit-based, and there's a huge opportunity for Shadur Sanders in Cleveland. That's for sure. And the early reports, by the way, from some of the off-season stuff, based on what I've seen, Max, has been pretty positive for the most part. He was not as big on Cam Ward. Is there any, again, this time of year, nobody knows anything, and it's just ridiculous to get excited about any of the reports, but I am curious, have you read anything or heard anything about Cam Ward so far?
No, it's been, now that you mention it, it's been very, very quiet on the Cam Ward front, but I also haven't been looking, but nothing's come across my timeline.
Okay. This from Jackson. Jackson writes, We haven't had a first-team All-Pro defensive player in 36 years. Yes, on Hendrickson, everybody that is called in is crazy. I can't tell you the last player. I would have thought that Champ Bailey may have been an All-Pro. That would have been 36 years ago. Would have, you know, we're talking about 1989. I don't know, that we talking about Wilbur Marshall at that point. 91 they had Daryl. No, that can't be right. Daryl Green was an All-Pro multiple times. In terms of their last All-Pro defensively, I'd have to think about that. I mean, is it possible that Champ Bailey, before they traded him to Denver, was an All-Pro here? I'll look that up. When we come back, let's talk some NBA playoffs. But before we do that, you're going to hear what Washington's defensive coordinator said about the player that's been most impressive so far on defense. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
So to Jackson's note saying, we haven't had an all-pro player in 36 years. We have not had an all-pro first-team defensive player since 1992. Wilbur Marshall was the last first-team all-defensive player. Look, we went through that stretch where Matt Turk in 96 was the only first-team all-pro the franchise had had until Brandon Scherff was named first-team all-pro in 2020. I mean, that 24-year stretch of not having a first-team all-pro. Remember, last year, Wagner and Luvu were second-team all-pros. But yeah, so 92 would be 33 years, so you were close. It wasn't 36. Darryl Green was an All-Pro in 91, but Wilbur Marshall was an All-Pro, excuse me, first-teamer in 91. But Wilbur Marshall was the last first-team all-defensive player wearing a Washington uniform, and that came in 1992. All right. Well, thank you for sending me down that rabbit hole looking for that information. I do want to mention real quickly before we get to what Joe Witt Jr. said in the last hour about the player that's been most impressive to him. Right. Terry was a second-team All-Pro last year. So was Eckler as a kick returner, correct? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But you're going to hear in a moment what Joe Witt Jr. said about a specific player defensively. Before that, I do want to mention that Window Nation has a phenomenal deal going on right now. Beat the heat with Window Nation's semi-annual sale. What is that? Four free windows with every four purchased, plus a free entry door when you purchase a house full of windows. With no money down, no payments, and no interest charge for 2 full years. That's a whole lot of savings. It's a super smart investment with prices going up. You're essentially not paying anything until the year 2027. And when you begin paying, you're paying half price because you got half of the windows that you purchased for free. Their windows also come with a lifetime warranty, so you'll be saving long into the future, not to mention air conditioning and heating costs. With new insulated windows, they'll go down as well. This sale ends soon. Don't wait to call Window Nation to get your free, no obligation estimate. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com for four free windows with every four purchased. No money down, no payments, no interest. You're not paying anything for 2 full years. All right, Joe Witt Jr. before OTA day number 4, in which, by the way, the three absentees from last week in terms of participation, Terry, Tunsil, and Lattimore, once again, all three not a part of the OTA day today. But this was Joe Witt Jr., the team's defensive coordinator, before practice, talking about a player that's been impressive so far.
The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. De'Ron Payne, man, like every day, this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, let's calm down. Like, I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line, and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all right? But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
This is a big year for De'Ron Payne. Really big year for De'Ron Payne. And he, I think, sees the writing on the wall. He just witnessed it, seeing John Allen get dealt. He is still, let's not forget, De'Ron Payne just turned 28 years old. Theoretically, he is in his prime for the next 2 to 3 seasons in the NFL. And we haven't seen a season from De'Ron Payne on, let's face it, two bad defensive teams, in part because of what they were up front. He's been a part of it since 2022, when he was in a contract year. He's not in a contract year, but he is in a prove it or get ready to get moved season. And they need it. They need De'Ron Payne. I think Ben wrote this, and I was just looking for it during the break, but he said something like, you know, in terms of some of the awards heading into next year, he called it the Let It Rip award, and that goes to De'Ron Payne. This is a Let It Rip season. He is a player that has demanded more double teams than anybody defensively during his time, more so than John did during that time. He is big. He is freakish athletically. And we know the issue We have known the issue. The issue has been Duran isn't always full motored. And when he is, he can be a dominant force. It was just, you know, 2 years ago, heading into 2023, where Duran Payne was on lists as high as four or five in the league at defensive tackle. On all lists when you went to, you know, top 10. They really need Duran to step it up. This is a big year. You know, they've added bulk. They've added a guy like Kinlaw. They'll probably end up with Johnny Newton on the team, even though, you know, I'd be looking to still add an all-pro first team kind of a talent in Trey Hendrickson. But, you know, think about Duran Payne 2022 style in 2025. What was his sack total? Was it 12? 12 and a half in 2022?
Looking right now.
11 and a half. 11 and a half sacks in 2022. An absolute force on a team that was led, remember, in 2022 by its defense. Mm-hmm. That's why they actually were in contention for a postseason berth late into the season. Duran had a great year that year. He really did. And he got paid. He's got to live up to the contract. I'm glad to hear that. It's only June. Take it for what it's worth. But he certainly has the talent, and he's just 28 years old. So go get him, Duran. I've just, don't ask me why. You guys know it if you've listened. I have always been mesmerized with his freakish athleticism for somebody that size. When he's been at his best, he is difficult to deal with, but he just hasn't been at his best frequently enough. All right, I did want to kind of talk NBA Finals. We have the matchup, Game 1 tomorrow night. In OKC, they are 9.5-point favorites in that game. The Thunder are basically somewhere between minus 700 and minus 900, take the average, minus 800 to win the NBA Finals over Indiana. That puts them up there, man, among the all-time favorites in NBA history. The Lakers are the largest favorite. Actually, you know, since I think 1980, maybe, the Lakers of 2001, because I think the 75, we're talking the 50-year anniversary of the 75 Golden State Warriors who swept our Washington Bullets, who were a massive favorite. That is one of the biggest odds upsets in NBA history. Golden State over Washington in 1975, 50 years ago. Look it up. I mean, Washington was supposed to smoke Golden State. Instead, they got swept. But the 2001 Lakers were minus 2,000 over Philadelphia. The 2018 Warriors were minus 1075 over Cleveland. And then you've got a Bulls team, a Spurs team, basically, a Lakers team, and then the Thunder team, which are all pretty close in terms of where they are as a favorite. I mean, as well as Indiana's played, and they've played very well, and they've been impressive, and Rick Carlisle is great. They are a massive underdog. And by the way, I buy it. I've said this since early in the second round. I thought Oklahoma City was going to win this whole thing, and it went way against my normal thought process, which is you don't win it when you're that inexperienced in the NBA. You've got to earn your way to an NBA title. You know, you typically win a playoff series, and then the next year you win two, and then the next year you win three, and then finally you've, you know, gotten to that level. This Oklahoma City team is one of the greatest defensive teams I've ever watched in the postseason. They guard 1 through 5 as well as physical, as relentlessly motored, as smart as any team. I had John Wall on my podcast. I played some of that for you guys before I went away. He was talking about just their ability to guard 1 through 5. They can switch at any position. And look, Indiana's got a much better shot at winning a game or two against Oklahoma City than the Knicks would have had. But I like the Thunder. I like the Thunder in 5-6 max. I do, and I am impressed with Indiana. And I'm impressed with how well coached they are. And I'm a big Siakam fan. You know, Halliburton's a good player, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge Siakam fan. Now, as it relates to, and we'll pick the series in more sort of definitive fashion tomorrow on the show before game one tomorrow night. And I do know that the NHL Stanley Cup Finals open up tonight in Edmonton with the Panthers and the Oilers in a rematch of last year's, you know, epic 7-game series. I don't have a pick on that. Do you, Max? Max likes hockey. Do you really have a pick?
My heart goes with McDavid. My gut and wallet would probably go with the Florida Panthers because they're built for it, man. But the only team that has the speed or like it, yeah. Connor McDavid's unmatched. Leon Draisaitl's really good. It's going to be a great series. I want McDavid to win, but like I said, I think the Florida Panthers are just built for it.
So, thank you for that, by the way.
Of course.
Tibbs got fired yesterday.
He sure did.
After an incredible season for the Knicks. Now, I wasn't on last week. We talked about that earlier. But when the conversation came up and I was watching these games, I was like, you know, I think it might happen because he was completely outcoached in this series. Now, in the Indiana series, some of it is not his fault. Okay. This team had no depth. This team had. Was not a defensive Tibbs team. He's a great defensive coach. He's been a great defensive coach throughout his NBA career as a head coach. Not as good as an offensive coach. They just didn't have those players. Like if they had Hartenstein, if they had Randall, you know, and what they were last year. But God, it was a beatdown in so many ways at the head coaching spot. I never thought the Knicks were going to win this series, you know, after the first couple of games. And look, when they won that first game in game three, that was an incredible game by Karl Anthony Towns. He had 20 in the fourth quarter of that game. But I'm going to talk about something here for a moment that I talked about a little bit before I was off there for the last week plus. And that is Jalen Brunson is just overrated. I found, and I talked about this during the early portion of the playoffs, I found the Knicks to be painful to watch play basketball. In the same way I talked about Dallas last year, and they got to the finals. In the same way that I talk about guys like James Harden, it is just for anybody that has spent any time, you know, participating in basketball, especially if you're of a certain age, the number of possessions that are pure ISO where Brunson, first of all, is laboring to get the ball up court and cross half court on time against Indiana's pressure. I don't know how many times he turned it over just as he crossed half court because he's not looking to pass. You got to beat that kind of pressure with passing. You can't even let him bring the he finally, Tibbs went to using Mikal Bridges to bring the ball up and take some of that pressure off. And then the number of possessions where Brunson never gave it up and was the only person to touch the ball on a possession, I laughed each night watching him just going, this is never, ever going to work 4 times out of 7 against a team like Indiana. And if they were to pull off an upset, that would be the easiest 4-game sweep ever. They would have mauled Jalen Brunson. Oklahoma City would have. Look, I'm not denying his incredible skill. He is a skilled scorer. He is a crafty, you know, offensive scorer and shooter, and he's got the ability, especially in a regular season atmosphere, to kill you. They're never where they ended up being without Jalen Brunson, don't get me wrong. But with him as your best player playing the style of basketball that the Knicks played with Tibbs as the head coach, no chance they could win 4 series, 4 out of 7. No chance. It was painful to watch him at times. The turnovers, the inexcusable turnovers that they had because of what they asked him to do. Look, it's not all on him. If you're going to ask him to bring up the ball against, you know, Neesmith or Nembhard or double teams, and the dude is laboring to beat the 8 second count, and then he crosses half court and he's like teetering on dribbling it back court, and then they finally get into their offense at 10 seconds on the shot clock, but the offense is just him. You know, maybe he gets a ball screen. You can't win. I'm sorry. I know that is a big part of the NBA. We have yet to see a pure or a primarily ISO team win 4 out of 7 four times. And it's not going to happen this year because that's not what Indiana or OKC are. Neither one of those two teams is a primary ISO or two-man team. They're just not. For you Knicks fans out there, you Jalen Brunson fans out there, I totally appreciate his skill level. I appreciate James Harden's skill level and Luka's skill level and their scoring ability. It is special to watch. I'm just saying that if you're going to play the way the Knicks played and he's that guy, you can't win 4 out of 7 four straight series. No chance. Not to mention, he is the target for the other team because of what he is defensively, which is a liability, which is what Luke is, and we've seen that with some of these pure ISO players. They then get targeted on the other end. And Indiana, because they're smart and well-coached, targeted him. Their best moments in this series were with him off the floor because more people touched the ball and they were better defensively. I'm impressed with Indiana. I really am. I'll have my official pick on tomorrow's show. But Oklahoma City, man, their defense is just hellacious. And they have so many options offensively as well. And by the way, they're well coached. All right. More on that tomorrow. We'll finish up when we come back with James Cook might be available, and somebody thinks it makes sense to trade for him if you're Washington. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, Shams Charania is reporting that the Phoenix Suns are hiring Cavs assistant coach Jordan Ott as their new head coach. Ott has been an assistant since 2012. Reports indicate that it came down to him and fellow Cavs assistant coach Johnny Bryant. Stephen A. Smith is launching two new shows on SiriusXM. According to Adam Schefter, one will focus on sports, the other will touch on current events and social commentary. The Capitals have put out a statement that TJ Oshie will be making a special announcement on June 9th in Georgetown, 7 years after the famous fountain celebrations following the Stanley Cup victory. The event is free and open to the general public, again, taking place between 5 and 7 p.m. on June 9th. The Nats, they fall to the Cubbies 8-3. Trevor Williams credited with the loss. He gave up 5 earned runs, struck out 4 batters. They'll continue their series tonight. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on The Fan. And finally, the Stanley Cup. Final action gets underway tonight. The Edmonton Oilers will take on the Florida Panthers at 8 p.m. on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
So, this dude from Sporting News, I just had his name up a second ago, sorry. Jarrett Bailey from Sporting News believes that James Cook could be on the market, the running back from Buffalo. And his trade, he had a couple teams, three teams, Arizona, Chicago, and Washington. Bills get a third-round pick. Everybody's dealing Washington's third-round pick next year because that's all they have. And their sixth-round pick, and Washington gets James Cook in a fourth-round pick. Keep in mind, he wants to get paid, which is one of the reasons he's on the block. We talked a little bit about this earlier when Max was catching me up to speed on everything. I'm in on Chubb or Dobbins if they do the medical stuff and they're like, it's worth it. Because it's really a flyer. Cook is, you got to pay him and you got to trade, you know, compensation for him. I like James Cook. I think James Cook is a really good back. I actually don't think he's what Nick Chubb is or has been at his best, but he's been available. Cook's been available. Cook's not an elite back, but he's in that second grouping of six or seven guys somewhere in there. But I don't know that I would do that deal. Max, you or not?
I kind of want to see what we've got in the running back room now. I don't know about adding a guy who wants to get paid in the very near future to this running back room, so I probably won't do it.
We're done for the day, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for some of your tweets. Appreciate it. It's great to be back. Back tomorrow, we'll preview the NBA Finals a little bit more detailed. Pick 'em. Chris Russell's next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.